Now, turning to that news you heard in the bulletin that the government has received two internal Tuzla reports into its handling of the case of schoolboy Kyron Dernan, who is missing, presumed dead. The government has said that Gardaí have requested the reports are not published at this time because investigations are ongoing. Joe O'Brien, to you first on that. I mean, there's no guarantee an investigation will conclude any time soon, or indeed when it might conclude at all. So what could be published with respect to what's gone wrong here?
Look, I think I understand that the public in general firstly have been shocked by this case in relation to the information that we have on it at the moment as well. And I think it's pretty clear that there's a lot of information missing. A lot of people are curious as to how this could happen. A lot of people are curious as to the timeline of events as well. We don't have that at the moment. I think when the Gardaí tell you that they'd like you not to publish a report in a case that's as important and as shocking and as sensitive as this, we obviously have to comply with that. But I think the details will emerge over time. But primarily, there's a murder investigation ongoing here. And that is the primary thing that we need to protect and look after and make sure that the guards are not impeded or that we don't make it harder for them in any way to get to the bottom of what happened. It is a murder investigation, and that's the primary thing.
Okay, Ivana Bacic, is there any mechanism to publish any parts of these reports or take action on foot of what's in these reports without prejudicing or negatively affecting the Gardaí investigation?
Well, first, just to say how deeply distressing the awful story about Kyron Dernan is, and just, you know, I think all of us would be thinking of those who would have known him, who would have been so shocked and distressed, all the community. Clearly, there are massive questions about state failings, about what the state could and should have done to ensure that the disappearance of a small boy did not go unnoticed for so long. And that's a really serious issue to question. But the guards have requested that the reports not be published at this point because there is a murder investigation ongoing, as Joe has said. And I think, you know, clearly that request has to be complied with. But I do think, and I very much anticipate, that there will be a way in which key findings in the reports may become public at a future date. And I hope not too far in the future, because I do think it's important that we see where the system of child protection in this state has failed and how we can address those failings. So it's not about attributing blame. It's not about, you know, sort of salacious detail here. This is about trying to get it right so that in future children will not slip through the cracks of a system that has failed them in the way. Clearly, there were failings here. But clearly, at the moment, the priority is the murder investigation. It seems the guards are conducting a very active murder investigation. Indeed, they've said that. And that has to be the priority now.
Matt Carty, given the public concern that's there and people's concerns about the performance, I suppose, of key state agencies, is there a way, do you think, to publish some of this report or at least key findings in order that some action can be taken on foot of this?
I can't answer the specifics because I don't know what Gardaí advice specifically is. But I will say this, the time for government to be acting as commentators on this, and I've heard all sorts of hands-off commentary from senior government ministers right up to the Taoiseach, and without an acknowledgement that it is the state's responsibility to care for children that are brought to the attention of state authorities. And in this case, regardless of what the reports say or the final outcome, we know that the state failed this child, and there has to be accountability for that, and that has to become part of the conversation here, because I think in too many of these instances we hear politicians and political leaders, you know, essentially talk about lessons needing to be learned into the future. A child is apparently dead at this in this stage. Obviously, the person responsible for that bears the utmost responsibility, but the state also has a level of responsibility, and with that responsibility must come accountability.
Okay.